Let's take our Bibles today and look together in Luke chapter 5.
Tazende tsegweni mabaibo athu ndipo tikhala tikuona leo tikuchokera mbuku la Luka mutu wake wa 5.
My text is from verse 1 down to verse 11.
Ndipo mutenga wa tsiku la lero tiyamba kuyangana ari kuyambira mu verse loyamba kufika mu ndimeke ya 11.
And I've entitled this study, Fishers of Men. This comes from our Lord's expression in verse 10, where he said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. But what led up to that statement we have here in verses 1 through
10?
We'll read this together. I'll read it in English, and then you can read each verse in Chichewa as we look to the Lord for His direction.
Luke 5
and verse 1, it says, And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret.
Mungandino yamba kuti ndipo panali pakukanikiza kamula anthu, pakukanikiza kamula anthu kuzamva mawu a Mulungu. Iye anali kuimirira mbali mwanyanja ya gere ya Gennesaret.
Verse 2, And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets.
Verse 3,
And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship.
Ndiyo yaje ya Simoni, na mpenta iye akankepa ngono. Ndipo anakala vansi menemo, na puzisa ngalawa, makamuo awantu.
Verse 4, And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught.
Ndimea jinaya kuti ndipo pamene iye analeka kulankula, anati kwa Simoni, Tankira kwa kuya, nimuponye makoka anu ukasodza.
And Simon, answering, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Ndimeke kusanwa kuti ndipo Simoni anayankha nati, Ambuye, tinagwiritsa ntchito usiku wonse, osakola kanthu.
And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
Verse
for he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.
Ndimeya kumi akuti ndipo chimodzimodzinso Yakobo ndi Yohane ana Azebedayo amene anali anzaja a Simoni. Ndipo Yesu anati kwa Simoni, usaope, kuyambira tsopano udzakhala msozi wa anthu.
And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him.
Ndimeya kumi ndi chimodzi akuti ndipo mmene iwo anagocheza ngalawa zawo pa mtunda, anasiya zonse.
Here in this story which occurred, we find an example of just how it is that the Lord draws sinners to himself.
And
how it is that the work of preaching the gospel is compared to fishing. There are many different illustrations that we find in the Bible about those that the Lord raises up to preach the gospel. Sometimes they are compared to farmers going out and cultivating the earth and planting the seed. Sometimes they are compared to masons or builders that lay a foundation and build up walls. Sometimes gospel ministers are compared to sheep herders, ones that are out taking care of the sheep that the Lord brings to them. These are all very simple illustrations that when we consider each of these, we can see what it is to be a gospel minister. But today, the illustration is that of fishing. Now, I will tell you right here at the beginning that I know very little about fishing. I have gone out fishing at different times of my life, but if my family depended upon me to bring back what I caught, we would all starve to death. Especially as here, it wasn't just a matter of throwing a fishing line in the water to catch something. Here they use the casting of a net. And I have tried to fish this way, to stand up in a small boat and to cast the net in such a way as that it spread out and then start drawing it back in. That takes a certain skill. But even as here in this story that we've read, these four fishermen that are mentioned here, Simon, and then down in verse 10, James and John, and then also one other one, they were skilled fishermen, and yet when they fished this time, they caught nothing.
That
is a reminder as well with regard to the preaching of the gospel, that it may be that the Lord has given us certain talent and ability to go out and to preach the gospel, but the success depends on the Lord. It does not depend upon us. But here were these very simple fishermen. They made their living doing this, and it was these that the Lord now was calling out that they might go and serve him in the preaching of the gospel. There are many today even that think that they need to go to some education, place of higher learning, in order to be better qualified to preach. That's not the case. These were very simple fishermen that the Lord called.
And
whether it has to do with the everyday talent of being able to fish and make a living or preaching the gospel, we all depend upon the Lord for him to bless what we do. So here we have our Lord that is teaching the multitude himself. He's the master teacher. And here it is that the Lord had drawn to himself a great multitude. When it says there in verse 1 of our chapter, chapter 5 in Luke, it came to pass. What that means is it was the Lord that was directing that it should come to pass, even as it was. There were times when our Lord had but just one person listening to him, such as was the case with Nicodemus or with the Samaritan woman. There were other times, such as this, that great crowds followed after him, but either way, it was the Lord drawing them. You can tell that this is the Lord drawing them because it says here in verse 1 that as the people pressed upon him to do what? Hear the word of God.
At
this particular time, they drew near to hear the word of God. They weren't seeking miracles. They weren't looking for something spectacular, but simply to be able to be near this one to hear the word of God. Let's not forget that Christ is the Word of God. And so we need to read it that way here, that they pressed upon him to hear him who is the Word of God. Oh, what a blessing it is when the Lord will draw people for no other reason than to hear a word from the Lord. But more than just to hear a word from the Lord, to hear the word of the Lord, him who is the word, Christ. That is what it is to be fishers of men. It's to cast the net of the gospel, preaching Christ to sinners, and the Lord drawing them in. Now, let's not fall into the trap of thinking that somehow for people to come, we need some sort of big, ornate place of worship, and therefore it will attract crowds. Here we find the Lord doing nothing but standing by the seaside. All that we have here is a lake and some boats, but the important thing was the Lord was there. How many times has Christ been preached to crowds, whether under a tree or in some field somewhere or some open space or in a marketplace, and not in these big synagogues or places of worship that the world seeks? This lake here, Gennesaret, was actually another name for the Sea of Galilee. And one of the boats here belonged to Simon Peter. I'm sure at this particular point, Simon was not thinking that his boat would serve as a pulpit for Christ to preach, but that's how God purposed it. I think about that little boy over in John that brought his lunch with him to hear Christ. And when the Lord took his lunch, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and fed the multitudes, he was not thinking that that would be what God would use to bless so many. So many times, again, we fall into the trap of thinking, well, if we just had more money, or if we just had a better vehicle, or if we just had something more than we have right now, we could do so much more for the Lord. But I would like us to think that whatever we have, whether it's great or small, is of the Lord. This boat that Peter had probably did not look like much. It didn't look much different than the other boats that were there. And yet it was this boat that the Lord would commission to do what he did and demonstrate his power in such a mighty way. I once had a preacher in the country of Haiti that wrote me and said that he needed to have a vehicle in order to get from one place to another, and that he might go about preaching. But I asked him, I said, well, how are you going about preaching right now? And he said that he had to walk from place to place. And I remember telling him, well, while you're waiting for something bigger and better, the Lord has given you 2 legs. And those 2 legs are what he's using for you to get from place to place. So until he provides anything better, use what he has given you. Here's Simon Peter that had a simple boat and a net, not much to look at, and yet it's what the Lord had given him, and it's what the Lord blessed to teach him more of himself.
And
so, as the Lord found them there washing their nets, they had already labored all night and had caught nothing, but here they were now in the morning, and it was there that the Lord met them.
So
in verses 4 and 5, that's where the Lord instructed Simon to launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a draught. In other words, to draw in the fish. The purpose for the Lord being here at this time in this place wasn't so much for the crowd, even though the Lord had drawn them. At the end of verse 3, it says simply that Christ sat down in the boat and taught the people out of the ship. He must have gone off the shoreline just a little bit for people to be able to hear him.
But
we don't read here of our Lord doing like so many of these modern preachers, where if they get a crowd together, then they want to make something happen. We don't find him here giving an invitation to people to come to him. Like so many preachers today that want people to raise their hand or bow their head to say a prayer or make some kind of decision for Jesus. None of that we see here. He sat down and he taught the people out of the ship, it says, but in reality, what follows is what is the whole purpose for his preaching. It was to draw these few fishermen to himself. Here's an important lesson for us, that when the Lord does at times bring many people to hear us preach Christ, we're not to think that somehow all of those are ones that the Lord will draw. They're not. Now the Lord knows those that are his, and therefore as the gospel is preached, he will draw to himself those that he has purposed should hear. That's why here it's so precious that we read in verse 4 that when he had left speaking to the crowd, he said unto Simon, this is where his word would be directed to one particular individual, Simon. And so he directed Simon. And at this particular point, Simon was not even aware of how the Lord was directing. In fact, we can see Simon's resistance here when the Lord said to him, "Launch out into the deep," in verse 4, "and let your nets down for a draught." I'll tell you that when, even for ourselves, the Lord brought His word home to our hearts, there was a certain resistance to what He was teaching us. He says here in verse 5, Simon answered, "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing." I will tell you from my own experience, and if you're the Lord's, you know this as well, that when the Lord brought His word home to our heart, the gospel of grace, the first response was not belief, it was unbelief. There are many people that have labored and toiled and found nothing as far as peace and rest in what they hear. But the Lord was not saying to Simon to go cast his net as he had done before, simply to cast it out there, but the Lord would now do a work of grace.
And
here's where we see, as in verse 5, where the Lord has purpose to do a work, He overcomes every resistance. You see that at the end of verse 5? "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." It's like when people, the Lord brings them to hear us preach this gospel of God's grace, that when they first sit down, they think that it's just like everything else they've ever heard. But then suddenly, the Lord does a work in their heart, and they recognize then that it is a different message than what they've ever heard before.
Now
here's the lesson for us as preachers as well, because we might be thinking as we go out from place to place to preach and we don't see any being brought to Christ, that we become discouraged and think, well, we've done that before, we've tried that before, so why preach?
Mm-hmm. ndipo umayamba kukhumudwa mkati mwako kunena kuti ande kuti mwina mwake ine Mulungu sana ndipime ningozeleka nanga chifukwa chani ndikulalikira koma anthu sakumva sakubwera ku mpingo kwanga.
It can be very discouraging for us knowing that men and women are hardened in their sin and dead, and yet the Lord commands us to go forth and to preach His gospel.
Ndipo ichimene choso chikonzadi kukhala chokhumudwitsa kwa ifeyo ngati anthu polingalira kunena kuti tagwira ntchito yolalikirayo kumayenda m'makomo ndikumalalikira anthu koma anthu akupeza ndakuti akabwera sakukhazikika uthenga usakumva anthu akubwereranso.
You notice Peter said there in verse 5, Master, we have toiled all the night. So he's addressing Christ. That word master means commander. And so he resists, even though he acknowledges the Lord to be his master, yet he resists by seeing how through his own toils nothing had come of it. But here is where I would encourage us that the Lord has raised up to preach the gospel. It's with this statement, nevertheless, at thy word, Master, I will let down the net.
Komatu apa palibe mawu achilimbikiso amene tikuwaona apa ngati ndife amodzi ayiwo amene Mulungu atatala chikuma kukhalalikira uthenga wabwino. Chilimbikisoli chikuoneka kunusu yake yakumapeto ya ndime 5 mwana wanakuti koma pa mawu anu ndizaponya makoka.
We're not to be discouraged by our labors and through our preaching, not seeing many coming to Christ. We're not to change our message or our methods to try to get more to come. If the Lord blesses, it's going to be according to His word. And so that's how we go forth to preach. Stop and consider who it is here that he is addressing. The very word of God, according to his word, all things exist. At his word, there was light. At his word, the sun, moon, stars, and planets were created. You see, when it says there in John, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that's who this is. At his word, life has come to this earth. At his word, creation is held together and sustained. And at his word, empires rise and fall, and history unfolds according to his word. So let's not forget that it's not in our power, and it's not by our might, but according to Christ, the word, that sinners will be brought to himself.
And
we see that illustrated here in this miraculous catch of fish. This is where we see that the power is with the Lord and not with us.
Verse 6
says, when they had this done, according to Christ's word, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake.
So
much so that verse 7 said they had to beckon to their partners and get help to draw in the fish, even to the point where the boats began to sink. I don't know, as I have ever preached the gospel anywhere, where there has been such a large number that have come to Christ in one time and one place as what happened on the day of Pentecost with Peter. The typical way that God works, especially in the preaching of the gospel, is to call one here and one there.
And
I know that here the fish are not people, but the Lord would use it to illustrate how it was that he would take a fisherman like Peter and so bless him that through his preaching in his time there would be a great number that would be brought to Christ.
But
what we know is that whether there be few or many, that the Lord is pleased to draw any that are brought to him, it's going to be the Lord's work and not ours. That's why I would encourage each of us as preachers that as we prepare and read this word and then go forth and preach it, that we don't go in our own strength, but we go according to the word of the Lord. Our labors are vain apart from the Lord blessing them. But when the Lord does so direct, oh, how great are the blessings that we see through his work. Over the years that the Lord has blessed me to preach his gospel, I don't know how many the Lord has been pleased to draw, nor do we need to know. But I dare say, if you attempted to draw all of these in one net. When I think back over the years how the Lord has blessed even some of you to whom I'm preaching right now that the Lord blessed to hear of Christ, the net would break. The ship would sink. That's why I'm thankful that the work is not mine, the work is not yours, but it is the Lord, not only to draw those to himself that he's purposed to save, but also to keep them. He knows every one that the Father has given him. And just like these fish being drawn into the net by his word and his power, so it is those sinners that he came to shed his blood to save, he will indeed have every one.
Ndipo iyeyo amawaziwa amene atati anampasa iye. Ndipo monga mmuja amene zinachitikira kunyanja kuja momwa mauwa ake kunena kuti nsomba zinakokedwa kufika kuti chifukwa cha mauwa ake. Momwemonso ndi mmene Mulungu atati amachitira ndi mauwa ake kudzikokera anthu ochimwa kuti abwere kwa iye.
Now we're going to stop here for today, and the Lord willing, the next time we'll pick up with Peter's response, seeing how mightily the Lord had worked. From verse 8 down to verse 11.
Ndipo tizakhala tikupitiriza kukafika pa ndima yake ya number 11.
But we'll stop there for today.
Amen, brother.
Precious Father, I thank you for this time spent in your word. And even as you directed Simon according to your word, and you performed what in his eyes was seemingly impossible, and yet according to your word, you did what you did. So we pray that your word would be brought home to our hearts, and that in your mercy and grace you continue to teach us and show us that the work is not ours but yours. And that's why you came into this world, that you might earn and establish that righteousness necessary for you to be just, declare sinners righteous. And your son accomplished that work there on the cross. And for that reason, you are drawing to yourself everyone for whom he died. What a blessed privilege, what a blessed Savior, what a blessed ministry that you have given to some of us, that we should go forth and declare the glory of your Son according to your word. And so I pray that we would be encouraged in this labor. It is a labor. And if it were left to us, there would be none who would hear. But we know that you've purposed that the word should go forth, and that those that you have purposed to save and for whom Christ paid the debt, you will indeed draw. We give you the thanks and the praise, and look to you for your direction in our lives in every way. And it's in the blessed name of your Son I pray. Amen.